This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The United States has a new federal holiday, this one commemorating the end of slavery. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
June 19, 1865.
The day known as Juneteenth, when slaves in Galveston, Texas learned they were free. President Biden has signed into law a bill making it the 12th federal holiday.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power.
A day the nation remembers what he calls the moral stain of slavery and its capacity to heal. It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created nearly four decades ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling. By a 7-2 vote, the justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty. But that requirement became toothless when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Meanwhile, polls suggest the law has grown in popularity, something President Biden and other Democrats like Schumer are looking to build on.
We're going to try to make it bigger and better, establish once and for all affordable health care as a basic right of every American citizen.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week for the first time since April. The Labor Department said Thursday that unemployment claims rose 37,000 from last week to 412,000. Weekly applications had dropped for six straight weeks, and economists had expected another